and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9. Honda of Westport Couples Court.
While Raven's out, I'll have a different guest host every day. Today, from Restaurant Road Trip, Food Network, Chef Plum joining me to tackle the Honda of Westport Couples Court. What's going on today, Beth?
My husband and I have had the same routine for several years. We've been together for 5, and we live right in the city in New Haven. We live where there's all these amazing restaurants. So we pretty much order takeout or go to dinner every single night.
Okay.
All of a sudden... Mm-hmm. He wants me to start cooking. I don't cook. This is not like something that I do on a regular basis. I have no interest in going to the grocery store and shopping and waiting in lines and then the cleanup. I'm not really into it. It's never been my thing. And I don't understand, after 5 years, this has never been an issue. Why, knowing how I am, he wants me to start cooking?
So basically you don't cook. You eat out every day.
Every single night. It's just been our routine. I've never, ever cooked. It's not something that I am into.
Okay, well, what we'll do, Beth, is we'll call your husband and we'll see, because this is how you've always been, right?
Yeah, this is me.
All right, hold on.
The non-cooker.
Hello?
Hi, Jonathan?
Yeah?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9, but my guest co-host, Chef Plum, is with me today, and he would like to find out what your problem is with your wife and her not cooking. You get to eat out every night. What's wrong with that?
Not what I thought I was picking up the phone to. We eat out every night, and I was kind of hoping to change that. I mean, it's kind of a thing we do. Like, there's a bit of a ritual. I get home and then we get the menus out and then we like order. And I was kind of hoping for a couple of like obvious reasons that maybe she could start cooking.
Wait, dude, why can't you start cooking?
Yeah, honey, why can't you cook if you have this sudden desire to cook?
Are you at the station or did you call in?
She called in. She's not physically sitting next to us.
No.
Okay, first of all,
I just don't understand why he doesn't cook if he's got this sudden desire to.
No.
New hobby.
Well, I get home around 7 and you get home around 4:30.
I mean, you go to the store and wait in line. Like, I don't want to do that. You're volunteering me for your new hobby.
Totally, man. You can make it your hobby. Cooking's fun. You could even cook, like, prep it ahead of time.
Guys, what we ask our audience to do is to basically vote on who's right, and they may agree with you, Beth. Jonathan, you knew when you married her that this was who she was and that she doesn't cook. So asking her to all of a sudden become a cook, isn't really fair, especially if you're not willing to help her. But they may see your side, Jonathan, and say that eating out costs a lot of money. She's home earlier. There's no reason why she can't figure out how to microwave some lean cuisines.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I guess so, yeah.
All right, call us now. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. My guest co-host today is Chef Plum from Restaurant Road Trip and Food Network.
Good morning.
And this is right up your alley, Chef, because... Yeah. What's going on is that Beth doesn't want to learn how to cook. She says that when she married her husband, Jonathan, he knew that. They order takeout every single night. And she says, hey, we live in New Haven. We've got the best restaurants right here. It shows up at our door. It is what it is. And he's basically giving her a hard time, saying he's sick of it.
There's no buyer's remorse when you get married. You know what you're getting into when you sign the deal, and you know what you're getting. So, I mean, easy.
Right. Whose side are you on, though? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
I actually think the both of us, they can compromise. They can order one of those services where they get a menu out, they pick what they want, the food comes to their house, and they put it together.
Well, I think the problem is that she doesn't even want to do that, and he has no interest in doing it either. The problem I have with this is not that that she doesn't want to cook. It's that he doesn't want to help. He's not offering a compromise. He's saying, I get home from work late, and you got to do it. Like, to me, that's not sitting well.
Yeah. That's true too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, honestly, this guy can cook. I mean, you're not going to tell somebody else what to do in their life. What year is this?
Whose side are you on? Chime in too. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Chef, did you talk to a caller that basically said that a woman should be in the kitchen cooking?
Absolutely did. It kind of blew me away.
Yeah. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. While Raven's out, I have a different guest host every day. Chef Plum from Food Network and host of Restaurant Road Trip is my guest host today.
Oh, yeah.
I won't even air that because it makes me so upset to think that somebody would actually physically say that. You know, and I never understand why, my dad is a chef.
Sure.
You know, obviously, Chef Plum, you are a chef.
That's right.
You're a man. So when this man says, oh, I don't want to cook, that's not really what I do, and I get home too late, but my wife should be cooking Beth because she gets home earlier, it just doesn't sit right with me. And that's what's happening this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's crazy. I mean, honestly, people are going to call in, and we got all kinds of calls about this stuff, but this one woman in particular was like, listen, I think it's the woman's job to cook. The man's working all day. I mean, listen, everybody works. Everybody has to do things. We're cooked together. It's fun.
So, yeah, but Beth says that, you know what? She orders takeout every single night. And that's not necessarily the best option either. But what do you think they should be doing? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
So, it's totally crazy. I mean, the restaurants must be loving it. But it's just so unhealthy to eat out every night. You know, they've got to kind of come to an agreement, take a weekend time, shop, and then share it. There's no reason that she has to carry the burden, but at least one or two meals together, maybe because I grew up like that and saw my parents do that, that's the way to live.
The thing is I agree. You shouldn't have to eat out all the time. There's something to be said about eating at home sometimes, but it's just the way that he's expecting her to do it that is the problem I'm having.
Yeah, this guy, the way he wants her to do this, he's expecting it to be her job to do it. Honestly, like, I don't understand. What year is it? I keep saying that because that's what I keep going back to, honestly. Listen, cooking together brings you closer together.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven with Chef Plum. Whose side are you on?
I'm leaning more towards the husband because, one, eating out is very expensive, and if they don't have any children or do want children don't do eating out.
I mean, my daughter loves to eat out. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I think it's a reason, though, to dictate how you're going to live your life, whether your kid wants to eat out or whether they don't.
All right.
I mean, it's a fun thing. It should be fun. If you do it every night, it's not going to be fun anymore.
Yeah. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi. You know what? I'm not really on either side. Both sides kind of baffle me that neither side is willing to compromise.
That's what I've been saying.
Like, I get not wanting... Exactly. I get not wanting to eat out every night because I don't like to eat out every night. I also get not really liking to cook. However, I don't exactly like going to work every day, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know?
I hear you.
Amen.
And Chef, I'll be honest, is I see where Beth is coming from because you know me well, that you know that I am not the world's best cook.
You're an amazing cook. I've seen it firsthand. You're an amazing cook. That's sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Here's my issue. I don't mind the fact that he wants to have dinner at home and cook food. What I have a problem with is that he expects that that's her job to do. Like, honestly, man, come on.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jonathan, our audience agreed with you. It's a habit. And you know what, Beth? It's about compromise. So you don't have to make anything extravagant, but, you know, maybe some chicken fajitas one night a week or figuring out how to put a Hungry Man chicken dinner in the oven isn't going to kill you either.
Coming from the girl who doesn't even know how to boil water or wants to cook rice in a bag.
Listen, this has nothing to do with me today.
Oh, yeah, right. That's not cooking. That's just buttons. It's buttons.
You don't get a choice here, Jonathan. Like, she's going to have to cook. If you want a choice, you got to get in there and help.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Guys, thanks for joining us this morning. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.